Hi, I'm Bill Arnold. Thank you for listening to this highlight from Real Recovery. More on this topic is available at myfaithradio.com. Your support makes this possible. Thank you.
I like the part when she's talking about what I refer to as the guys coming over the walls in my head.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you're just sitting there and, you know, you're drinking your coffee and maybe you got done with your quiet time and you're thinking how great everything. And then all of a sudden it's like getting hit with the flu.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a loser. 10 years ago you did this and then it just starts going. Yeah. I don't know about you. The only way to stop that for me is to get some scripture, because I can't do it.
Take captive every thought, make it obedient, bring it to him, put it at his feet, and then call for help. If he, you know, call for God, call God. But then he also gives us tools and resources and wise counsel, and it's taking those steps and reaching out to one another. God wants us to live in community. You know, that's so important. And I find that in my 12-step groups, and I find that in sponsorship and when I sponsor people, they end up becoming just the dearest of friends, mm-hmm. and that's such a blessing. But it is in community. We can't do it alone. We can't do anything alone.
Well, yeah, we're not supposed to.
Right.
I think we isolate in our addiction, and one of the warning signs that I'm in a relapse process is I start isolating. You know, I won't answer the phone. Somebody calls me in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
Don't answer texts, and you start doing that. But what I start isolating from then eventually is God.
Right.
Let me see if I can say this with a straight face. George, you're not a loser.
Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome.
I remember when my mom said, we can't have anything nice because George wrecks everything. I still hold on to that one. That was a good call. It was an early call, and it was a good one.
Yeah.
But we had those things in our head.
All your glassware came from the gas station, didn't it?
Yeah.
Remember how you used to go fill up your tank and you get a free glass?
Yeah.
Remember that?
Yep.
Yeah.
Well, that was a show killer.
I was going to make another point, but I don't think I will right now.
No, let's go ahead.
It's great that you have a passion for helping not only meet people where they're at and talk to them, love them, but eventually look for opportunities to share the gospel and.
Yeah. In every minute, every moment, right? So it's attraction rather than promotion.
Right.
Yeah. So I try to live my life out that way. And, you know, and it's not something that we should have to try really hard at doing. You know, when we do accept Christ, he is in us. And if I can get out of the way and just let him move through me, and let him live in me so that I can do that outwardly, you know, that inside out.
Right.
If I can do that, that attraction rather than promotion, it just happens. And so I just walking through every moment of life, trying to connect with people in just a hello or a smile and let them know that they are loved and that they're not just somebody I'm passing by and that we're all worthy of that connection and that moment, that just of decency, just human decency. We're all worthy.
Thanks for listening. Your support makes this podcast stream possible. Information available at myfaithradio.com.